Welcome back, fans, to another season, 2018. Silky, there's so much to crow about as a Roosters fan in our Roosters community. Well, every year we try to improve on Roosters Radio, change it up. We are of the fans, by the fans, and for the fans. And this year, we've pulled out all stops. We've got new players to the club. We've got returning players to the club. There's so much to talk about, but nothing bigger than what is happening on Roosters Radio. We've got two great hosts. One, our female host, you're going to love her. The gender diversity here at the Roosters is rife. We're going to talk about women in rugby league. We're going to get a refreshing opinion. We're going to introduce our new co-host, of course, Belinda Rastini, and a big coup for Roosters Radio. He is media royalty. He does a lot of interviews around the dressing rooms, around the grounds, and one of the hard-working team in the back office that Jack Gibson said no club can win a competition without. It's Bryce Webster joining Roosters Radio for a big 2018. I'm proud for the fans. I'm excited. Silky, how do you see it?
Wow, big intro, Bush. Hello, Roosters fans, and welcome to a bumper 2018. We're here in Matilda, of course, and we're just coming to you from the front of Roosters HQ. We've just had the players walking past as they get ready for the season proper later this week. But Bush, yeah, we do have a couple of new acquisitions. Belinda, a former Australian and New South Wales touch player, which is great synergy with the Roosters.
And wore the Roosters jersey as well.
Absolutely. The Roosters have a new partnership with Eastern Suburbs Touch. And of course, the young Bryce Webster, son of the legendary Rooster man and the man who held court up there at the Chairman's Club for many, many years, Tim Webster. But guys, welcome to Roosters Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I like the media royalty. I'm going to take that and run with it.
You're going to have to. I mean, you've actually got a head for TV and ended up on radio. So, mate, we're just rapt to have you on board this year. It's great that we've grown our team and we're going to bring so much to our fans in the way of great content, great interviews, and it's really exciting. But I tell you what I'm more excited about, Bells, is your refreshing opinion. If there's someone that I knew that would have played first grade if she was allowed to, in her day, it would have been you. Welcome to Roosters Radio, Belinda Rastini.
Hi, guys. Thank you. I'm really excited to be here and honoured to be a part of the team.
Now, just for our listeners, we all know Bryce's background in both media. Silky and I used to ring Toyota just to get on hold so we could hear his dad's voice as big fans. But for you, can you tell us a little bit about your dad and your husband who both played at the club and yourself? You're playing in the Roosters and New South Wales and Australian Touch.
Yes, well, Roosters has been a big part of my life. Dad played in from 64 to 66. He made his first grade debut in 66. Probably not a great year to make your debut in when you don't win a game, but he still got the tie with the number on it. So number 568. I remember him telling me actually he had to mark in his first game Brian Popper Clay. So
wow. He
played 5'8 for the Roosters. And so there's a bit of history there, but always been around footy and then happened to marry one as well. So couldn't get away from them. Yeah, Mick played for the Roosters in 95, 96, and he's player number 954. So excited to be here, boys.
Well, Bells, it's great to have you here, and we really look forward to pulling this season apart, some hard-hitting interviews and some great diverse opinions, which is going to be good, Silky.
Speaking of hard-hitting interviews, Bush, the man sitting next to me, Bryce Webster. Now, most Roosters fans will know Bryce from his interviews at Roosters TV. Bryce, you've been around the club now for a number of years in the digital space. Tell us a little bit about your day-to-day workings with the club.
Yeah, so I'm heading into my fourth season now at the club, which has been a good ride, but it's been fast. When I found out I was going into my fourth year, I was a little bit shocked by that, but you know, nonetheless, it goes to show how much I love the place and how much I like being around it. Day to day, as far as what I get up to, lead content producer. So any messaging that goes through websites or on social media or gets created around the club through videos and interviews and written pieces is generally all run and orchestrated by myself.
And what that means for the listeners out there, and particularly for our Roosters fans, is that we're going straight to the source. You know, Bryce will be there at media calls whenever there's a press conference and getting those one-on-one interviews. So, Roosters fans, we've got something for you this year. You'll be hearing directly from players and coaches each and every week, which we're really looking forward to. And what I'm looking forward to more than anything, Bush, is getting a bit more of that dressing room interview post-match. So, bring on the Tigers.
Yeah, we like to call it Atmos in the game, Silky. And Bryce is going to bring plenty of Atmos to Roosters Radio this year. And Belinda is going to add just a nice, diverse opinion across the board for our Roosters fans to digest. And what a season. We've got big guests coming on in our first couple of weeks. We've spoken to Coach Robertson. He has requested he comes on at week two. He wants to see how we go after week one to see whether he's heading for the hills or heading for the caravan.
You're on Roosters Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, fans. Well, let's set the scene. We are recording outside Roosters HQ. We've got our player announcement. Bryce, it couldn't be better. We've got none other than the 302-game Roosters club legend, one of my all-time favourites, the slippery little Italian Anthony Minicello.
How are we, gang?
Minza, great to have you here. Aren't you looking fit?
Oh, mate, thanks, mate. It's all getting pretty exciting. Round one is upon us. It's been a big pre-season for the boys, and I'm sure they're, I know they're looking forward to Saturday night already.
Yeah, look, the feeling in the camp's been pretty good. You know, we've talked a bit earlier in the show about the new players coming in. From a player's perspective, you know, what's it like having a whole new group of guys go and, to other clubs, of which we've had some long-term players, and some new big names coming through and some great young players?
Yeah, there was definitely some player movement in the off-season. There's no doubt about that. Some favourite sons left, and then some really good classy players arrived. So James Tedesco and Cooper Cronk obviously have been dominating the media all off-season. Everyone has been asking the question how they fitted into the team culture and the team squad. And you know, both of those guys have been fantastic. Both of those guys actually come back a lot earlier than requested, or were supposed to be back at training. So Teddy's he's a class player. He's going to hopefully reap the benefits of the spine this year. Cooper Cronk, everyone knows he's got the runs on the board. He's such an outstanding player for Melbourne and Queensland. And in those pressure moments, he always gets the job done. So obviously the team itself is built on a strong culture through Robbo and the coaching staff and the senior players there and our captains. So, look, it's going to be a pretty exciting year. I think, you know, there's been a bit of media around us being favourites and all that, but I know the boys aren't worried about that type of stuff. They're worried about what they can control, and I suppose it's this weekend against the Tigers.
Minnie, can I just dispel one rumour that yes. The fans want to know about? Apparently when you retired, Nick Politta said you can have whatever you want, and you said you wanted an Italian Ferrari. He said, sweet, so he went and signed Tedesco. Is that correct?
Something like that, mate. I've been pretty tight with Teddy since 13 World Cup, and you know, it's great to see him come across to the red, white and blue, mate. So I'm sure he's going to have a big year.
Brycey, what are your thoughts?
It's cool for me, isn't it? I think everyone around the office, it's so much louder around the place, you know. We were sitting out there, the boys were heading in to do video, and I'm assuming they just told the boys what the team was going to be, and it's just loud. You know, all you can hear is laughter and noise and excitement, and it's just an awesome time of year. It's an awesome thing to be a part of that week leading into round one. The buzz goes right from the bottom to the top.
Just before we go any further, Minnie, can you just shine the light on the trip the players had to Queenstown? I caught up with Jake Friend earlier today, and speaking of fitness, he was down at Bondi, shirt off, and looked absolutely ripped. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about the Queenstown tour?
Yeah, look, obviously Robbo does a camp every year where obviously they'll fit before they went to Queenstown, but they do a bit of hard work physically, but they do not theory, but I suppose goal setting and planning for the year of what the boys want to achieve, what standards they want to hold themselves to day in, day out. And that's a big thing, you know, getting the hard work done physically, but then coming together as a group at night or whenever they do it, and they actually look at creating their standards, and they do it all inclusive of everyone, so from coaching staff all the way down to the young kids. So it's a pretty powerful camp, and they come back from Queenstown, and you could just see that there's something in their eyes. They're ready to go.
Bells, it's a big week this week for our boys taking on the Tigers, and as a long-term rooster, what are your thoughts?
It is a big week this week. I think it'll be a great game against the Tigers. A little bit disappointed that they're not playing the Rabbits in the first week, the season opener. But obviously with the new signing of Tedesco, the NRL draw came out and they picked the Tigers. So I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a great game. Minnie, just on the combinations, you know, with the new halfback Cooper Cronk, and you know, during the trial matches, what are the combinations been like?
Well, obviously it was a World Cup year last year, so you know, obviously they didn't start in November where they would like to have more time on building those combinations, but from all reports they've gelled quite nicely. Luke Keary and Cooper Cronk were working at their combos all pre-season, and they've worked well, but obviously Luke had that hiccup with his jaw. So now Mitch Cornish come in, and he was fantastic in the trial. So you know, look, I know Robbo, he hasn't. He said, look, we expect these guys to perform, and that's the expectation. What's the way we train? We train at a high level. So there'd probably be a couple of little things to iron out in the first opening rounds, but the boys are ready to roll, and I think the combos will be good.
And we've heard a lot about the big signings in the off-seasons. Yep. There's a great number of young players coming through the club. Who's the shine-outs for you?
Oh, look, I think our under-20 squad have been really good over the last couple of years. Obviously, last year we had a couple of guys that broke through, and one of those guys is a local junior in Victor Radley, and you know he's a tough kid, and he's worked his way onto the bench for the opening round. So, you know, he's a guy that has got very much a lot of potential. Lindsay Collins has had a great preseason. He's been training pretty hard. And
great haircut.
Great haircut. Mullet, the flowing blonde mullet. So he gets a start in the 21, so that's great as well.
All right, everyone, what do you say we go through the round one squad to take on the West Tigers?
Sounds good.
At fullback, James Tedesco. Minnie, you spent a bit of time with James. How are you liking him going into this one?
Oh, look, you know, all guys that come up against their former club will have their mental prep ready to go. He's physically ready. There's no doubt about that. He's had a good off-season, pre-season, and he's fitted in nicely into the team culture. So, you know, I'm looking for Teddy to have a real big one here against his old Tigers.
The deadly left edge is back with Daniel Tupou and Latrell Mitchell. Joseph Manu in at the centres. I had a chat to Joseph Manu last week, and he told us a little bit about his goals going into 2018.
Yeah, obviously, be consistent, like you said, and yeah, just have a good year, have some fun.
On the wing, we have Blake Ferguson. At number six, we have Mitchell Cornish and Cooper Cronk. Interesting halves combination there, the same as the trial match, but no starting Luke Keary this week.
Yeah, well, I think he's still suffering from that jaw injury, so hopefully he can make the team within time. I know that he was very much so looking forward to round one and wants to be on the park, but I think the doctors are just giving him those few extra days, so they're a bit unsure at the moment where if he's only get cleared to play. So, but Mitch Cornish, another great young kid who's had a great trial a couple of weeks ago, and he worked well with Cooper Cronk. So if Luke Keary does not play, then Mitch will slot in there nicely.
Just point out, Bryce, Roosters Radio and Radio Hub are actually chucking the hat round in our welfare department to help Luke get his teeth right. So we know he had problems before the jawbreak, and hopefully we can get him through this period.
So there's a good chance of starting then. That's
big chance.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Well, that's if you look at Silky, you don't need too many teeth.
At number eight, we have Jarrod Waria-Hargreaves, as per expected. Number nine is Captain Jake Friend. And number 10 starting is Siwa Takiaho. Boy, it's a bit unexpected to see Siwa get the start at prop.
Yeah, well, I think he's had a really good preseason. He's come off a massive World Cup. I thought he was outstanding for Tonga. And if you remember last year, he had a few niggles, a few injuries at the start of the year, and then sort of had a really good second half of the year leading into the World Cup. Fantastic form there. And then he just continued that form on in the preseason, and I think Robbo couldn't deny him a starting spot.
He has one goal going into 2018. Let's hear what that is.
I only have one goal, and that's just to aim for that premiership. I think that's most of our, you know, us players as well. We're all aiming for that premiership. We've got a good squad, good team, you know. But you know, I think we've worked so hard during pre-season, and you know, we're confident for this year.
Hey, Minnie, there's a lot of talk in the off-season that Siwa will be picking up the goal-kicking duties over Latrell. What are your thoughts on that?
I know both of them have been working hard on it, and Jason Taylor, obviously our assistant coach, great goal-kicker of his time, he's been working with both of those guys. So I think both those guys need to make sure they keep their practice up, because, you know, Siwa is not an 80-minute player. I think he might get the nod first choice goalkeeper, but they're keeping their cards pretty close to the Chester boys. But again, when Siwa's off the field, we need Latrell to step up there. So I think both of those guys have a shared responsibility of that.
At number 11, Boyd Cordner, the captain, returns to the starting lineup. Mitchell Orbison gets the nod in the second row, and Isaac Liu will be starting at lock. We also spoke to him last week to get his thoughts on what to expect in 2018.
For myself, just to be better than what I was last year. Yeah, pretty much, you know, yeah, I played good footy last year, but, you know, my goal, you know, pretty much every year is to be better than I was last year, and, yeah, just be better, be the best that I can be, really.
On the bench, we have at number 14, Dylan Napa, number 15, Zane Tedovano, Ryan Madison, and young Victor Radley gets the nod in the 17, who also had a chat to us last week.
Play as many first grade games as possible is definitely a goal. But just to have a consistent season, I think it's a long season. I think I've had a good base of work that I've done this pre-season, and set me up well to play a full season pretty consistently.
On the extended bench, we have Reece Robinson, Luke Keary, who will be given every chance to play ahead of kickoff, Nat Butcher and Lindsay Collins. And that's the side that will take to the field against the West Tigers in round one. Belle, any surprises for you there?
No surprises there. I'm super excited and pumped just to see Latrell take the field on the weekend. I saw him in the trial game up on the Central Coast a couple of weeks ago, and every time that he touched a ball, it was just electric. You know, there was something going to happen every time. So I'm really pumped to see that.
Yeah, look, I'm excited about the two new signings and the big names. I can't split him, but Cooper Cronk, what he brings to this club is amazing. I've seen what he does at Queensland. We've seen what he's done for the Melbourne Storm. I'd love to see him do it for the Roosters and from round one.
Yeah, look, if you know, I'm looking forward to our forwards lay the platform and then our outside backs taking over and showing their class. Obviously, I'm looking forward to Teddy playing in the Roosters jersey up against his old club. So, mate, it's mouthwatering. Can't wait.
Well, there you go, guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
This segment of Roosters Radio is brought to you by our community partner, East Leagues, continuing a great tradition of support for our local and junior rugby league community. Well, great news. Roosters are up in the junior reps. East was 16 against a very formidable Canberra, 14 in the Matthew Shield on the weekend. Tough game, boys, just got away with it. In the SG Ball, we took the chocolates again, 22-12, and Lammy's young men undefeated.
Yes, the Roosters women's under-18 Indigenous side look fantastic. There's some great skill and such knowledge of the game out there. Unfortunately, they had a defeat on the weekend. They went down to Penrith, 46-20, but promising things to come from the girls. They look fantastic.
I'm really looking forward to it. A little bit of sad news, though, that we've lost one of our amazing people who've been so responsible for putting it together. Helen Saunders has decided to head back to the old dart. She's been a huge part of the Roosters fabric over the last few years at the club and put some undoubted great work into the community, partnerships with school programs. She's helped us single-handedly put the minis together on a Sunday, which has been a smashing success. We wish Helen the best on Roosters Radio because she's been a huge part of that. What is exciting, though, is she's organised in a swan song on the 18th of March a Come Try Minis Day. This is for all clubs to take part in the minis. And all newcomers, anyone that wants to try rugby league in the Eastern Suburbs, anyone that's dreaming of having that rooster on their jersey, come down on the 18th of March on Sunday. The flyers are on the Roosters website and social media, and you'll be able to pick that up and bring your young fella down. He could be a rooster of the future, and young girls as well. Now, Silky, in other news, East Leagues have endorsed, if you will, a great new opportunity for junior league clubs, and we're working closely at Radio Hub with our junior league clubs to create podcasts and maybe some stars of the future. There could be a Ray Warren, could be a panel of the future, could be a young budding star who wants to be a commentator, but the clubs are going to start doing podcasts out of our community studio, sponsored by East Leagues. It's a newsletter, if you will, an audio newsletter, like the Radio Hub Get Heard. It's only a first here, only at the Roosters, and how exciting it is for these young clubs to be able to address their upcoming events, talk about the young stars, some kid scoring his first try. It's exciting. Special thanks to Scotty Bennett's and the board at East Leagues for their continuous generous support of young Roosters in the community.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Well, Bush, West Tigers this weekend, new looking side, completely different to the one that took to the field last year, but most importantly, five captains.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is here. Great coach in Ivan Cleary. I think he's exceptional. He'll do well. But mate, last time I had five captains, they were thin captains with tomato and cheese, and that didn't end well. So I don't know if it's going to go well for them.
Oh, the Bushman, you're on fire.
Menza, what do you think? Our resident rugby league expert at Roosters Radio. What is the story with five captains?
Oh, look, I think he wants someone to sort of jump out and immerse themselves in that role. I think there's a lot of guys there that have probably been stepping up over the preseason, and he hasn't chosen one. He's only been there for a short time. So, you know, remember Melbourne Storm did that many years ago, and obviously Cameron Smith emerged the winner there, and he's been one of the best captains for the Storm, if not the game it's as ever seen. So I think he's got the same policy. So it'll be interesting. I think that Tigers will be competitive this year for sure.
Yeah, I actually think it's an interesting move, but it's a good move because whoever wants it will step up and take it. Like, you pick five, so obviously one's going to be that hungry for it that they're going to lead and they're going to rise above the others.
Mini, obviously the Tigers forward pack, they've added a lot of mongrel in the preseason. Now they go up against Jarawarrie Hargreaves and Siwa Takiaho. What do you like about that combo against this big Tigers pack?
Yeah, I think the forwards is a great matchup, and I think it's going to be fiery early. Round one, there's no doubt about that. I think, as I mentioned before, Siwa is going to be in some good form leading off the back of that great World Cup that he had with Tonga. Jared has had a bit of indifferent preseason, working on his knee, getting that stronger. So he's built the foundation again. So I think over the last sort of 4 weeks, he's really stepped his training up. So I think Jared will be fresh leading into that. So the combo will be nice. I think they need to stamp the authority, yeah.
I think you'd agree, Minnie, here. The only better combo you'd see is one at No Names with cheese on sauce, cheese on schnitzel.
Back in the old days, Bushy.
Got a carbo load, gents. We're out of the Roosters.
Look, I think the forward pack look outstanding. I saw them train a couple of weeks in the gym. We've got a gym up on the Central Coast and they were up there for the day. And honestly, the pack together, they look fit, they look strong. They're happy, they're humble, they're having fun, and I can't wait to see them lead on Saturday night.
Minnie, obviously Ivan Cleary, coaching the West Tigers, had his first full pre-season. What do you like about what he can do to this side, and where do we see threats there?
Yeah, really respected coach. Obviously, he came in halfway through the season last year, so he wouldn't have implemented what he wanted to implement. So he had a full pre-season with the signings that he wanted to buy. So he's added to the squad, and he's put in probably the structures that he wanted to all preseason. So I think they're going to be really competitive. You know, we got to make sure that we're on our game, we're completing our sets, doing all the basics right, because it's round one. There's going to be a few things that iron out with combos and timing, without doubt. So if we can actually hold the ball, get our completions, get our end of our sets of six and kick the ball back to them, hopefully we can wear them down in the back end of the second half.
Bell, another interesting thing about the Tigers this year is Benji Marshall, who makes his return to the side, obviously coming in as a bit of a veteran to mentor some of these young guys. What do you like about that move, about Benji Marshall going back to his old club?
I think it's fantastic. I think loyalty's really important, and I think it's great he's gone back to the club. Obviously, he's a little bit longer in the tooth and may not be as sharp and as quick, but he's still so talented and such a good player. I actually played a lot of touch with Benji, and he's just so quick off the mark and his hands. He's just an outstanding player. So I think he will bring a spark to the Tigers, and he will bring a bit of that family orientation back to the club as well.
Bryce, does that give birth to the long tooth tiger?
All right, so on the Tigers, Saturday, 4:30 kickoff, should be a cracking game of footy. Bush, what do you see happening here?
Yeah, I think from a Roosters fans' perspective, I think our forwards are going to get go for. I'm really looking forward to the combination of Siwa and Jared up front. I think they're two players that if they stand up this year, then it's going to be so easy, as Minnie said, for our outside backs and Cooper Cronk to direct us around the park. So I want a big game from those two.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing the forwards in this game. As Minnie mentioned before, I think completion's very, very important, and I think it's important to give the halves and the backs time for their combinations to come together. You can't win a game of footy without the footy, so it's really important for the forwards. I'm also really looking forward to seeing the bench have an impact on the game.
Yeah, look, I think our back row is really strong. You know, they run some really good lines, so if we can get some guys digging in, not just having a big play for a big play, we set our game up and run strong and play the ball pretty fast. And what I'm looking forward to is our last plays with, you know, Cooper Cronk with his addition of his kicking game and maybe getting some kick tries.
I think the Roosters are going to put a score on the Tigers. I know we may be a couple of players down, but I'm really looking forward to watching James Tedesco. I wouldn't be surprised if he bags a couple of tries.
Well, look, if the Roosters have some combinations to iron out, the Tigers certainly do, because they've got a completely new look side this year. But either way, it's seriously mouthwatering stuff. You're listening to Roosters Radio. We'll be back after this to wrap things up.
Well, Roosters fans, there's our first show of the season. I want to thank our new team at Roosters Radio, our resident rugby league expert, Italian royalty Anthony Minicello, Belle Snell, our female voice of the Roosters, Brycey Webster. Well, what a great job co-hosting. And of course, if you, the fans, want to use the app VoiceBite, download it simply and ask Minnie, our resident Roosters Radio expert, any question you like relating to football, and we'll get that answer to you and play it next week on our show. Don't forget the hashtag AskMinnie. You've been listening to Roosters Radio, a Radio Hub production. Go the Roosters. East to win.